British power struggle.
A change of leadership will put our country's future at risk.
Terror attack in France.
Killing at least two people and wounding several others.
Sentencing for former Trump attorney.
We do expect that Cohen will get a jail sentence.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Political dramas playing out today in Great Britain, and by the time things are over, Theresa May could be out as Prime Minister. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
This is the sound of Theresa May fighting for her political life in Britain's Parliament.
Mr. Speaker.
Hours before her own Conservative lawmakers vote on ousting her over her handling of Brexit.
Prime Minister, take responsibility, do the right thing, resign.
Fellow Conservative or Tory Ed Vesey wants May to stay.
The Tory party is yet again snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. A week ago, we were on the point of having a withdrawal agreement we could have passed. Now we've got the prospect of 12 hours of middle-aged men slagging off the Prime Minister. It's complete and utter madness.
If May loses today's vote, a weeks-long process of selecting her successor begins, with the Brexit clock running out. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Now to Strasbourg, France, in the massive manhunt after a mass shooting in a Christmas market. At least two people were killed, 13 wounded.
France's top counter-terror investigator says witnesses heard the suspect yell, "Allahu Akbar, God is great," as he shot at people. The mayor of Strasbourg says there is no doubt this was a terror attack. And President Macron warned terrorism is still a top concern for France. The Paris prosecutor said the man was known to police and had several convictions. He said he fled the scene in a taxi, telling the driver the police had been to his home that morning and found a grenade there. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Strasbourg.
Well, here at home, the search has intensified for three people missing since Saturday in an abandoned coal mine 50 miles southeast of Charleston, West Virginia. Officials are now getting help from one man who emerged alive on Monday. Tyler Treadway's sister is among the missing.
It's just mind-boggling, you know. You don't know what the conditions are. You could hit a bad pocket of air without even knowing it. I mean, it's just dangerous.
The search has been hampered by dangerous air, snow, and rough terrain. In New York, it's sentencing day for Michael Cohen, President Trump's former lawyer who cooperated with special counsel Robert Mueller. CBS's Paula Reed says he could get up to 4 years for tax and campaign finance violations and lying to Congress.
He is expected to denounce President Trump and apologize to the American people for his participation in crimes that occurred before the election. Now, this is, of course, a man who once said he would take a bullet for Trump.
What a scene it was yesterday at the White House, the political divide on full display.
You want to know something?
For more than 15 minutes, the two sides talked past each other.
This has spiraled downward.
House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi urged an end to the on-camera bickering.
But it's not fair, Nancy. It's called transparency.
Emboldened by their House takeover, Democrats say they won't give the president the $5 billion he seeks for a border wall. Mr. Trump noted the expanded Republican majority in the Senate. That's when Chuck Schumer turned to the cameras.
We won the Senate.
When the president brags that he won North Dakota and Indiana, he's in real trouble.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
A 4.4 earthquake shook eastern Tennessee this morning. No word on damage or injuries. It was felt as far away as Atlanta. The New York Times reports China is suspected of carrying out the cyber attack that hit the Marriott hotel chain, potentially affecting the information of half a billion guests. The report says the Justice Department is preparing new indictments against hackers linked to Chinese intelligence. In Canada, bail was granted for Meng Wanzhou. The U.S. had sought her arrest over suspicions that her Chinese company had dealings with Iran. CBS's Ben Tracy says all this came after Beijing took action that some see as retaliation.
The Canadian government is calling for the release of one of its citizens who was apparently detained here in Beijing. His name is Michael Kovrig. He's a senior advisor with the International Crisis Group and a former Canadian diplomat.
A sheriff's deputy and two officers from the Texas Attorney General's office were wounded while serving a domestic violence warrant at a Houston home. The suspect was found dead in the home hours later of an apparent self-inflicted wound. A New York City woman arrested after police pulled her toddler from her arms has been released. Charges were dropped. The incident caught on video sparked a social media backlash. What could be new evidence has been uncovered in the investigation into former University of Southern California gynecologist George Tyndall. He's accused of sex abuse by hundreds of women. KCBS TV's Hermela Argawi.
Detectives say they discovered a collection of photos of unclothed women stashed in Tyndall's self-storage unit. The photos appear to have been taken in a medical exam room and are described by investigators as compromising.
A federal judge in L.A. ruled Stormy Daniels has to pay President Trump nearly $300,000 for his attorney's fees now that her defamation suit against him has been tossed out. Her attorney plans to appeal. There's an update to the story of U.S. diplomats who got sick in Cuba in what were called sonic attacks. CBS's Steve Dorsey.
A source close to the U.S. investigation into the attacks says the University of Miami, where injured diplomats were first treated, offered incomplete and inadequate care. The State Department eventually turning to other specialists and now telling CBS News it never authorized or knew about today's study being released by doctors at the university. Meanwhile, the State Department also facing criticism amid an aging investigation into the attacks and accusations of little transparency. Attorney Mark Zaid represents 8 victims injured in Cuba.
They do want answers. It has been 2 years. We still don't know anything publicly.
Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Miami.
Well, Google says the most Googled thing this year was soccer's World Cup. Hurricane Florence was number 2. The Library of Congress has released this year's additions to the National Film Registry. 25 films picked to be preserved forever. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
The list includes a number of musicals.
The rain in Spain is mainly in the play.
The classic 1964 hit My Fair Lady. There is also a legendary Disney film.
Salagadoola, Menchikabula, Bibbidi-Bobbidi-Boo.
Cinderella and the 1949 hit On the Town, starring Frank Sinatra and Gene Kelly.
New York, a wonderful town.
One of Steven Spielberg's memorable films makes the list.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Along with a Stanley Kubrick horror film, The Shining.
Here's Johnny.
Rebecca becomes the 8th Alfred Hitchcock film to make the registry.
Why do you hate me? What have I done to you that you should ever hate me so?
Along with the 1962 drama. And there is even one film that will touch the hearts of reporters, Broadcast News.
It must be nice to always believe you know better. Now it's awful.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.